All right, crown chakra disturbance. Put in the wrong number. Yay. All right, and since no one can, you're all muted, there's no response, any laughter. I'm out here all on my own facing the screen. But at any rate, hey, thank you so much for choosing to be here tonight. It was a beautiful day out here in the coast. I'm not sure where any of you are from, but what potent and powerful times these are. You know, to be dealing with the crown chakra tonight is actually a very good thing. And I'll explain why over the time that we're actually on this call. My intention really is to use a lot of chant and mantra, as well as some intentional songs with this one, as opposed to a bunch of information, because I really want to just do the experience of this. However, there is some information that I believe is necessary. It's when talking about the crown chakra, and it's interesting because I historically have not paid much attention to the crown chakra, and maybe that's from being double Virgo and connected to the earth and in my body. But I think what has happened in the past with the lower frequency vibration that we have all sort of moved through in these times, in the past there was a tendency to use the crown chakra and to open up the spiritual path, oftentimes as a diversion to get out of feeling what's going on in the world. And a lot of people that pursued strongly spiritual or very religious paths had a tendency to not want to feel what they were, what was being held within the body. And I've had enough experience with being up in Mount Shasta, which is a very classic historic place where people spend most of their time in the etheric worlds. In other words, they're really working crown chakras and third eye, and they open that up those centers very strongly, and so they are able to tap into higher frequencies, oftentimes at the expense of their physical experience and connection to the planet. And there's a tendency, it's somewhat of a joke, but it's true, is that they had to wear 40 pounds of crystals up in that area to be even close to the planet. And that's all great. It's all wonderful. And that journey is probably magnificent. But it's my experience in working with people who have been in that frequency so much, there is something that they're going away from. And typically it's some woundings within the body itself, that energetic woundings that have approached and gotten into the physical energy bodies. And so they're trying to get away from that pain. And there are many people that are really kind of closed down from the throat down. In other words, they don't want to feel within the body. Okay, having said that, I was always pushing to start with root chakra and get people into the earth, because being in this dimension is about integrating the body, the mind, and the spirit. It's integrating the spiritual with the connection with the earth and the planetary. See, we are in between the heavens and the earth, if you will. And in that place, we experience the frequency of both. And it is a limited experience of this dimension if we shut one of them down, or if we close the access to either of those. If we close connection with the earth, then we don't experience the grounding and foundation and the richness of the natural world that's here. And if we close off the etheric realm, when we close off the crown chakra, what we're not getting is the guidance that comes through, the information that comes through, the inspiration that comes through that vehicle. And so we're living in a limited way. Well, these times are teaching us that it's really important to be open on both realms and both ends of our system, if you will. And what's beginning to happen is that there's revelation of new chakras that are showing up outside of the seven chakra system within the body. And so we've talked about before about this earth star chakra, that is the earth itself. It's contained within the earth, and it focuses energy and vibration straight up through us, and it becomes a real powerful vehicle to anchor the root chakra into the earth, and therefore we have that conduit of ongoing energy and cleansing that is occurring. And then we also have, if you just came on, welcome, glad you're here, and if you'd star six, you can mute yourself so that when we sing, we can all be in sync. Thank you so much. And then we also have the crown soul star chakra, about 18 inches above the crown, which is the focal point for bringing in the vibration, the coding, and the information that's coming from the celestial realms, if you will, And that focuses right down into the crown. So with those openings and those awarenesses happening right now, we're beginning to see that we are being fed from both ends of the spectrum, from the earth and from the heavens. Now, the central point between all of that is the heart chakra. The heart chakra has become the new root chakra of the planet in the sense that the frequency of love, which is the vibration beyond just the brotherly love or the connection between in relationship, this is the substance from which we are drawn from. It's the very substance that is the vibration that keeps things together. This frequency is manifested and held within the heart chakra. So what's happening, and this is an important image, is that we have the energy from the earth coming up through the souls or the roots through the earth star chakra into the root and then up into the heart. So we're being fed and nourished the foundation. And then in the process of feeding and nourishing, there's a cleansing process also going on down through the right side of the body that is back into the earth. And then from the crown, we are receiving the guidance and inspiration and the higher frequencies that are coming in through that soul star through the crown, and then they are uniting in the heart chakra. So what's happening is you've got a spherical energy that's occurring within the heart chakra, if you will, very much like typically they're viewed as like these spirals and tornadoes that go out. That's how chakras are viewed. But there's an expansion that's occurring in the heart because of its criticalness right now. And so, gosh, I'm just kind of all wound up in this, and it's very exciting information because what it's doing is beginning to finally give us what we are designed to receive. See, these are the forms of the way things have been since this all began, and we have just been out of touch with some of the missing pieces. Once this Earth Star and Soul Star came into place, and then the focus and awareness of how they meet in the center, which is the heart. It's very, very exciting. It's very exciting to know that this frequency of love, in a sense, is taking over a lot of God, I'm not even sure what it's taken over, but it's the vibration of these times. So I just want you to have this image as we get started here in the crown chakra. And my days of viewing the crown chakra as one that it's not necessary to deal with because we have our connection, it's changing because I'm beginning to see the importance of the unification of both the crown chakra and the root and the earth star and the soul star as they bring and focus those energies right into the heart. So as we live in the heart and from the heart, we begin to be able to access the love frequency that allows us to connect beyond the form of traditional relationship. And this is where oneness is born, the ability to stand in the presence of another and be completely connected, not only with another human being, but the animal kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the mineral, the celestial kingdom, all of these frequencies and dimensions that are here but have been somewhat unavailable to us strictly out of being limited energetically. Well, these days, all of this stuff is opening up, and I know that there are some of you listening right now who already have access to this stuff and who are able to make these connections. What's happening is we're all being given the opportunity to be essentially what we have always been but just weren't aware of. So, hallelujah, it's a very exciting moment in revealing and sharing this information, and the more it gets shared and the more you guys just open to the idea, the more then it is able to feed, and then the universe is able to give us information and give us the frequency and experience that will support that idea. So I wanted to start this off with the realization that we are becoming whole beings that are interconnected in very deep levels, not only celestially, not only with the earth, but really with one another. And this oneness that was born really in the 80s and 90s, this idea that really seemed so foreign then, is now such a juicy bit of what is occurring right now. And you can begin to see it in the forms of things falling apart. Even the elections that occurred the other day in Obama's speech and in the concession speech of the Republican candidate, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name right now, but Mitt Romney, there was reference to this notion of being unified. And yeah, we've heard all that before, but there was something that felt different about it. So that remains to be seen. But the same energy that's feeding you and me, that is inviting us to sit on the phone for an hour and listen to these ideas and concepts that used to be something that was really only available to the mystery schools, and you had to go through certain levels and tests in order to access the information, is now available to us so easily right now. But that same energy that's pouring in and inspiring you and me is also being fed to every other being and energy on this planet. So the changes are happening in a very, very fast way. So let's just say that it's a really good time to open the crown chakra and to keep it open so that we can go ahead and access the new ideas and the new information coming in and actually be able to integrate it in an expansive way. Wow, I wasn't going to start there. I didn't even know where that came from. So hopefully that has some information for you. So let's go ahead and look at the support page that we have right here in front of us, and I hope you were able to access. If not, you can just listen, and then the link that I will send you after the call is over, I will give you the link to the recording, which will also have the access page as well. Right at the top of the page, we're going to go ahead and use a Tibetan mantra that I've used many, many times, really just to put a sphere of protection around each of us, only for the point that we want to contain and keep the frequency that we each are intact. And so this particular Hung Vajra Pei mantra will go ahead and do that and protect us in a sphere of energy so that we will be safe and comfortable to allow each of these songs and mantras after this to go ahead and do their work. Our intention here is to reawaken the crown chakra, to help open it, to integrate it through the rest of the chakras, and to allow us to be an open and willing conduit for the guidance and information that is coming in. And safety is a beautiful thing that allows us to be more open and less resistant to the idea of letting spirit work through us and spirit work with us. So Hung Vajra Pei, from the Tibetan mantra, we're just going to say this 7 times, and I invite you to join me. So take a breath, if you will, being aware of your feet as they connect to the earth, 18 inches below with the earth star chakra there, sending vibration up through the left foot, cleansing and clearing the whole body system, and the energy goes back down the right foot. We are locked into that frequency. So we speak, Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. And so it is, and so it is. And we cement that into form right now. So take a breath again, if you will, and now I will invite, if you've been on these calls before, you know how important speaking the true name that you came to this planet with is. It's a vital essence that calls us back to our place of the identification frequency of who we are. Mark Stanton Welch is my name that was given to me at incarnation. When I speak that name, I realign with my true vibration. My cells remember who I am. I call forth, again, any energies and frequencies that are aligned with that frequency and that name, which includes guides, teachers, angelic energies, etc. And it also puts another additional cocoon of safety around me. So when I speak that name, Mark Stanton Welch, I am calling forth this frequency to be so. If you have been married, ladies, and have changed your name, go back to the birth name. If there is energy about the birth name, it is just old frequencies that have been attached to the experience of life in that name. They will be cleansed by just speaking that name. And what we're doing here is creating a place of neutrality. We're getting back to the point so there's no charge on the name so that we can use it for what its purpose was. So on the count of 3, I'm going to invite you to speak your true name loudly and strongly when with awareness. And just take a breath. And 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. All right, just twist at the waist. We're going to do this 4 times. Twist at the waist, roll the head a little bit, and release any blockages that might be attached to this sound and this frequency and this idea. On the count of 3, speak the name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. And again, a little twisting and turning just to release anything that might be there. Work the face muscles by squeezing and like moi, moi, moi. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. And finally, one last time, one, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, let's go completely now to the bottom of the page, and there's just in bold print a statement. This is a statement that really is vital to understanding and allowing the crown chakra to be a working part of our energetic anatomy. It says, I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. It is not the other way around, a human experience reaching for the stars to try and have a spiritual connection. We are an incarnated frequency that has spiritual source attached to it. We are an expression of that vibration, and in so claiming, it opens up all that is available as a spiritual being for us. The information, the vibration, the talent, the skills, all these things that will allow a multidimensional experience here in the earth plane. A spiritual being having a human experience. Therefore, we are not limited by strictly the human experience. The limitations that we have bought into and been a part of the process of programming to believe certain elements about this dimension do not hold in this perspective. And it isn't that we're here to be rebels, although oftentimes rebellion is necessary for us to create the new and higher vibration to really engage in being truly human and connected with one another as spiritual beings. What we want to do in recognizing that I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body is to realize that we are not bound by what appears to be the dimensional experience of this time that we have taught up to now. So just consider that as a possibility. And everything that we do from this point forward is based upon this perception and this idea that we are spiritual beings having this human experience. And therefore, we can experience things in a higher frequency just by design. All right. Let's immediately go up to the middle of the page. There's a mantra, which actually is a chant. It's the Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka. And this comes from the Lakota tradition. And if you want to really get a good sense of spirituality and how things are, go to some of the native cultures in any of the continents, and you will find information there that has transcended civilization. In other words, it's been unfiltered, it's been untapped and unmessed with, and it has not been used as a manipulation. So it's true to source, if you will. We talk in the Lakota tradition, the Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka. This is, says, it's translating as thank you for this life, O Great Spirit. And in essence, there's an image that we dangle almost like a puppet energy between the heaven and the earth, between Grandfather Sky and Grandmother Earth. In that middle ground, we have the human experience on this planet. So the Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka. You feel the pulse of that, and you feel the earth in it. It's a melody that reaches up and pulls down, and it's a vibration that unifies us in our hearts. So as we sing this chant seven times, what we're going to do is believe the connection between the heavens and the earth, up through the crown chakra, and down through the crown chakra, up through the feet, unifying in the heart in the Wani Wachiolo Wakan Katanka. So take a breath. Be aware of your space. Be aware of your own presence. Speak your true name one time before we get started. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Ketanka, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka. One more, and Wani Wachiolo, Wani wachi olo walk on ketanka. Aho. And so it is. So recognizing our place between these frequencies, we stand in this life, O Great Spirit. Let's drop down to the bottom. You've got a proclamation. You got two proclamations that come from these really priceless books called Proclamations of the Soul and The Veils of Illusion by a fellow who's no longer in the physical. Rich Work was his name. And he makes these statements that are, they are demands placed upon the universal energies to show up in these frequencies. So they're potent. They are spoken, and then they are let go so that they can occur. We're going to speak both of those things, and we're going to say them as if they are in effect. For example, I call forth all energies that have interfered with my ability to experience my perfection on all levels of my being. I now transmute these interfering energies into unconditional love with that kind of an energy, okay? So take a breath and a count of three, speak your true name before we go into this. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. Together. I call forth all energies that have interfered with my ability to experience my perfection on all levels of my being. I now transmute these interfering energies into unconditional love. In my mind's eye, I see those energies that connect me to creation, align themselves in divine perfection. And I accept my perfection as one with creation, and so it is. Take a breath. The second one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience. And I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am. And so it is. So just check in, and you feel it when you speak words like that, when you make these claims that respond on such a frequency with the universal energies, there's a quickening of the cells. It's a raising of a vibration that automatically follows these kinds of statements. Know that what you have done is you've laid claim to that which you are and have always been. And anything that is of lower vibration, a lower frequency than that is that which is identified by you speaking your name, and that frequency is no longer welcome within your being, in your physical or any of your other energetic bodies. And so now the affirmation below, I think actually we're going to come back to that. So we're going to scoot up. Higher, and we're going to go to the right underneath where it says crown chakra, and it says tone. Now, each of these chakras are basically functioning at a frequency of wholeness. When moments happen where we contain energy there through the moments of living, in other words, if we have an experience and the body will hold an experience, a theme of an experience, for example, woundings related to love as human relationship are often held within the heart chakra. And when movies like E.T. came out in the 80s, that movie was so heart-based and such a high heart frequency that people that went to the movie were having openings of heart chakras and experiencing the release of a lot of the debris of love relationships and the woundings that occurred. The body is designed through the chakra system to hold themes in certain areas. If it's a survival issue, it's in my root chakra. If it has to do with woundings of any sort, if it has to do with passion and it has to do with joy and creativity or any of abuses or compromises or fear, it goes into second chakra. Issues related to power, usually stored in the middle, in the stomach, in the power center, and the mid-back. Issues about expression find themselves into the throat. The lack of vision is third eye, and then the crown is just a sense of isolation and hopelessness that often comes from feeling like we have no connection and we're isolated and alone. So each of these chakras is designed to function at a high frequency. When I interrupt the flow and the cleanse of my natural energy bodies, what begins to happen is energy stores in these chakras. And when it stores, it pulls the vibration down. When the vibration is pulled down, what begins to happen is it loses its capacity to do its work. And the body will tap over and over and over at the door of our consciousness to help release and get our attention so that we can release whatever the blockages are and get back to the place of vibrancy. If we ignore it, it just knocks louder. So this is where the tendency in the medical model that I have actual testimony about is that when we don't pay attention for so long, it will become a physical experience. I've had two testimonies in my life, and I really believe in this model very strongly, that if we do our inner work, if we tend our own inner garden and support our chakras, we do not have to inherit sickness or disease in any way. We can be a vibrant being, allowing our physical self and all the energy bodies to function as they are designed to do. So, each of these chakras has a particular pitch. The pitch is designed as a generic sort of bring me back to the place where typically it's in alignment. And I'm saying this because each of us has the unique frequencies of identification with each of these chakras. So in order for me to find the crown chakra without a reference of pitch for B, as it shows here, I'll show you at the end after we've done this, just in a moment after we've done this, how you can access that particular place without a reference pitch. But we're going to use a reference pitch now, and that pitch is B. And there's a phonetic that focuses the sound in the location. In this case, it's mm or n, mm, 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 mm. So either of those is going to work. So what we're going to do is sustain the pitch here. So you can hear me as I'm moving that pitch, and I'm sort of going back and forth between M and N. And you can feel in your head as they vibrate how they move around, and you can see where the locations are. Now, some of you might feel that that pitch is too high, then drop down to this. Either of those pitches will work. So let's do that. We're going to sustain it for a moment, and this is designed to clear out any lower vibration in that rotating chakra as it is. Excuse me. Okay. What we've done is sustain and offer it an opportunity to clear and cleanse anything of lower frequency to that. Sometimes things happen in the lower chakras. As you clear a higher chakra, stuff happens in the chakras in the vicinity. It isn't just that I compromise my throat. What's going on is there's some release of some energies that are happening there. So I'm just integrating that. And I'm also drinking some water. Okay, if I didn't have a pitch around, I would know, first of all, I have the phonetic m or n. And you may have noticed that the n has a tendency to focus up towards the top. I forgot to mention this. The crown itself essentially is in the infant, and we've all had this. It's the soft spot on the top of the head. This is the crown. In its soft form, when we incarnate, we have direct access to all the information through the crown. Part of the deal and part of the arrangement, as we solidify, in other words, move into the physical, is that we lose the actual connection consciously. So it's a symbolic closing as the crown, the soft spot at the top of the head, becomes hardened as the cranium finishes its growth and its hardening. And at that point, which typically occurs around the age of 7, we are physically incarnated fully in the physical domain, in the physical body, which then offers new opportunities for us to help remember what it is that we're here for, which is part of the beautiful journey. So As you say the phonetic and when you hum, you feel the vibration right at the top of the head, right at the crown, in that soft area there. The the N sound, because the tongue goes to the roof of the mouth, begins to focus the energy straight up through it. And the chakra up there has the glandular connection to the pituitary, and the pineal glands. Both of them are somewhat interchangeable, and it goes back and forth between which works the third eye and which works the crown. Why not use them both? Both of those glands are essential in terms of opening and keeping the conduit of energy flowing through us and all of our entire glandular system working. So we want to do things to feed those vibrations. The N is actually sending directly up into the pineal that frequency. It also vibrates at the crown. So having said that, if I don't have a guitarist wandering around with me or a pitch reference, because like a piano, then I can find it just by feeling the vibration. I know it's a higher pitch, so I would use the phonetic mm, and I would just move up from a lower pitch to a higher until I feel a vibration there. Like, for example, right now I'm getting a good buzz at the crown, and that is way off the pitch that I just gave you in terms of the one that works for me. What begins to happen is musically, there are overtones that happen in a harmonic series for any note, and what we're picking up are the vibrational overtones that are vibrating and picking up through your physical system. They're vibrating that crown. So you can see, you don't really need someone to give you a pitch reference. It's nice to have that now and then, but you can get around it. So the process actually of humming is a beautiful thing that we do when we're kind of blissed out or we're starting to relax into ourselves, we start to hum. When we hum, we immediately, it crosses the corpus callosum in the brain and the two hemispheres become united and we have all of our faculties available to us. So humming is not just a random experience. It's an actual sound healing vehicle that will allow us to access and to bring all of our faculties into access. Bonus information. All right, let's go down to, now that we've accessed that and opened, let's go to this sung mantra, the Om Vajra Sattva Hung. Basically, this calls upon the Hindu deity and some of the information from Vajrapani to send a cleansing beam of white light through the crown, clearing out negative thoughts and mental habits. Well, indeed, if it works, yay. Now, mantras as opposed to chant, a mantra is a spoken phrase and with an intention set behind it. It's not, see, and a chant is basically a repetitious idea that is used to get the mind out of its own way. In other words, to occupy the conscious mind so we can create a space that opens up to get guidance. That's what our chants are for, and they create a frequency and a mood. Whereas the mantra itself is doing a specific task, and it's coming in as an intention, and it's fed by all the times historically that it's been spoken. And the intention, the purity of the intention comes forth when I speak it and call it there. So these are potent vehicles. They are potent vehicles to do exactly what they say. Traditional mantra would do this saying, Om Vajra Sattva Hung, Om Vajra Sattva Hung, Om Vajra Sattva Hung. It's kind of in a spoken sing-song at a certain pitch. What's happening these days for a lot of musicians who are working with sound, they're finding that what's happening is we're beginning to get melodies for traditional mantras. Purists are saying that's unacceptable. What's happening when you add a melody to a mantra is you're focusing it to move to between various chakras and to actually do more specific work. So you're using vibration as well as the intention and the meaning of the phrase. So there's a lot going on here. So as we do this Om Vajra Sattva Hung, we're going to sing this a few times. And here's how it goes. And once again, we're realizing a cleansing beam is going through and eradicating and lifting to the light thoughts that don't serve us. Now, by negative thought, it's basically a thought that does not support or elevate your own personal vibration or maintain the vibration at its higher frequency. So we're just eradicating energies that are not available to us. Om Vajra Sattva Hung. Oh.
Om Vajrasa Twahum. Om Vajrasa Twahum.
Now, when you use the word hung, you can feel it in the ng sound vibrating the crown. It's another way to access the crown through that. So we go through the Om Vajra Satwa Hung, two cycles of that before we repeat the hung at the end. We're going to do this two more cycles complete.
Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. 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 Hung.
One more time.
Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Om Vajra Satwa Hung. Hung.
So it is. Now, if we were really, we could devote our whole time to just singing that one particular mantra. The longer we sing it, the more we surrender to the vibration and the intention of it. What we're doing in these chakra calls is giving you a variety of tools that you can use, because some may resonate with you more and some may not. You may have no connection with the mantra. You may want to chant. You may want to do what's called an intentional song. You may be open to just using the pitch and the frequency of that. So I really want to make sure that you know that there are a lot of resources available to you. Having said that, we could take any one of these and spend 15 minutes with it, and it will do its vibratory work. So with that in mind, any of these that are underlined, like Om Vajra Satwa Hung, means that there's a recording of it available on my website at Music for Every Soul. And you can go and listen to a sample of it where it goes through at least one time to remind you of the melody. And that may be enough for you. If you want to download it, you certainly can, but that's not totally necessary. So, Om Vajra Satwa Hung. We've done the Wani Wachila from the Lakota. We've done the Om Vajra Satwa Hung from the tradition of the Hindu tradition. So now we go into another one. Just right above that is a great... I'm sorry to hesitate. I'm trying to think if it's coming from Buddhist or the... I'm sorry, I don't remember. It comes from one of those traditions. It's the Radhe Bol. Radhe Bol, basically souls longing to reunite with Source. What is powerful about this is that when we open to the actual notion that we have a soul, that there is a spiritual element as a spiritual being having this human experience, we'll want to reunite with Source, which I believe is what this 2012 thing is about. We're clearing out the resistance and the lack of information and the debris that's in the way to return us to the ultimate connection with where we came from, which was, in a sense, the way it was when we first incarnated into this planet so many lifetimes ago. So much has shifted and so much has changed. We are now rising back into the vibration of remembering our connection and remembering the truth of our being, so that intermediaries are no longer necessary. We don't have to give power and presence to anyone who is even tempted in the least way to manipulate that or work it for their own self-gratification or for their own good, you know, whatever. Do you hear what I'm saying? So here we are in this particular, it's a wonderful and fun mantra that is actually a great dance as well. And we're just going to do it a cappella. It goes like this. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Govinda Bolo. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Radhe Bol. Radhe Bol. Radé bol, radé, radé, radé bol, radé bol, radé bol, radé bol. To the top it goes. Radé, 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 Govinda bolo. Radé, 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 Govinda bolo. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, 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 Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. One more time and go. Radhe, 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 Govinda Bolo, Radhe, 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 Govinda Bolo, Govinda. Govinda, 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 Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol, Radhe Bol. Fun one. Real fun. I wrote it out incorrectly. There's one more Radhe Bol in the third line. So let's just look at what we've done. We've opened up and gave ourselves some information about the unification between the root and the crown and the center point of the heart and how they are all working together in alignment to bring us back to a true and higher frequency that calls forth the original design that we are. And we saw how powerful that can be in even opening to the possibility that that's in existence. We recognize it as a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. We are not bound by the limitations that we have been taught to believe that are here. Limitless beings is a very different expression, and this is what we are by design. Then we went back up and we connected with the Lakota tradition and the Wani Wachiolo, and we recognized that we do indeed are centered in between the heavens and the earth, Grandfather Sky and Grandmother Earth, that we draw source from all of those as celebrated in that frequency and that particular chant. And then directly above it, we went ahead and used the Om Vajra Satwa Hung after we identified that the crown indeed is the soft spot on every one of us that was originally there. Really important information. And through the Om Vajra Satwa Hung, we opened up again to clear out and just use vibration to sweep through and to clear out those limited thinkings, those belief systems, those patterns that do not serve us. They are no longer welcome here. And what will happen as a result of this time we've spent together right now is that you will suddenly have choice. And that's what clarity gives us, is choice. It's not going to just clear everything out and then we're suddenly not who we are or who we've experienced. We'll suddenly have this moment of choice where we can go, hey, do I want to do this? Or there's another option. Suddenly, other options begin to appear. When the blockages are gone, then our creativity opens up, our ability to receive guidance, to be open to inspiration, then we're able to actually see and pick and choose the path that we want to. That we desire to, not that we just want to, that we desire to. And then we take the action through the will center, through the solar plexus, to actually put the thing into actual manifestation. There is so much cool stuff going on right now. And the Radhe Bol basically opens up, again, the heart's longing to connect with Source and to connect with Earth. This is not random design here on this planet. We are here in this complex experience and interrelationship of all these life forms. And we are designed to embrace and pull the frequency from the Earth and to use the guidance and all of that magnificence that comes and then put it into our own unique expression of the I am that I am as we are here on this planet. Gosh, it's just such a rich time, and who'd have thunk that all we have to do on some level is open to the possibility and then to do some singing, to do some chanting, to do some awareness work. That's the gift of these times. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been possible to do. We weren't in a high enough vibration collectively. But all the work that you and I did on the couches in the 80s in terms of working through our issues and going through the angst and struggle and working in the therapy has risen the collective vibration for so many who are now able to just jump into these frequencies and experience the power of chant. This is why chanting is taking off so much. The kirtan that many are experiencing through the Sikh traditions of these songs that repeat themselves in carry a vibration. This is why they are speaking to people. So where do we go next? Let's go down now. In this place of knowing that we are well protected by the in speaking of our name, we're well protected by the Hung Vajra Pei, we can now, in this clarity, begin to surrender. Because in order to allow the full flow of the vibration from the cosmos that has our best interest in mind, we have to surrender, which means just get out of the way. In other words, no resistance. So we go down to this song called Will, the song that I created based upon the 12 powers through the Unity tradition. The Will Center really is the solar plexus. But we're going to allow the will of the vibration of the source to work its process through us. Because we have a limited vision of what the possibilities are. When we step outside the limited vision, we opened up to the infinite possibilities and this sort of panorama of possibility that exists for us. By doing a chant like this, and this is called an intentional song because it's saying something, and I'm putting something in motion here as I sing it. Sorry. Can't find it. I surrender, give up control to the will of God. Now, I'm using the G word, and that's packed with baggage. You can put in there anything you want. You can put I am. You can put Jah. You can put Wakantanka. You can put Krishna. You can put Allah, whatever you want. You can put I am. You can put higher self, anything. But it's the same idea. We're surrendering to a higher force that has guidance for us and getting out of our own way. All my actions flow most freely from the will of God. Oh, 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 oh. And that activates the will center, those O's. Oh, oh, oh. Two more cycles. I surrender. I surrender, give up control to the will of God. All my actions. All my actions flow most freely from the will of God. Oh. Time we say, I surrender and give up control to the will of God. All my actions flow most freely from the will of God. Oh, oh, oh. So getting out of our own way, accessing the willingness to let the guidance flow through and then to become action through the will center. Beautifully done. Let's go down to the affirmation. From this place of surrender, we can now go ahead and begin to state an intention that we desire for our moments of living. And so we'll go ahead and say this affirmation, which can be said, spoken over and over and over again, with a desire that we're changing a way of thinking or perceiving. And we're also inviting higher frequencies to do their work through us and with us. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of my life, in all of life. I release all blockages to the conduit of the I am that I am that flows constantly into me via my opened crown chakra. I willingly accept all the guidance, gifts, information, and inspirations that are directed to me to make easy and flowing my way through this earthly dimensional life, and so it is. So take a breath. I'm going to speak that one more time because I stumbled my way through that, and I want to make sure that it carries the power that it deserves. Take a breath. And together, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I release all blockages to the conduit of the I am that flows constantly into me via my opened crown chakra. I willingly accept all the guidance, gifts, information, and inspirations that are directed to me to make easy and flowing my way through this earthly dimensional life. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew. All right. Go to the top of the page here. There's a little song called Me and God. In the process of accessing crown chakra information, you may have all kinds of ways. You may be a channeler right now. You may be getting inspiration from angelic energies on a constant basis. You may have guides that work with you. You may be channeling space beings in terms of from the Pleiades or Arcturus or Sirius, any of those constellations that are in alignment with where we are right now. You may have a beautiful meditation program that is working for you. You may be on the cusp of wanting to find something that works for you. Here's a song that is really just an invitation that says, okay, let me just get out of the way and make connection with whatever the source is for me. And this is how it goes. I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. Tune in to my breathing. Get out of my way. All of my worries are fading. It's me and God. It's me and God right now. Again, I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. I tune in to my breathing. Get out of my way. And all of my worries are fading. It's me and God. It's me and God. Right now. One more time. I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. I tune in to my breathing. Get out of my way. And all of my are fading. It's me and God. Just me and God. Yes, me and God. It's me and God. Right now. Right now. Right now. And so it is. So it is in this moment, as I get out of the way and allow Source to move through me. This is what an open crown is going to allow us to receive the guidance, to receive the information, to receive the inspiration, to receive the vision, and to trust it. See, when the chakras are all open, we get the guidance and we act upon it, we trust it, we move with it without question. That's faith. There's grace working in our lives. There's faith that happens as a result. We have to take a step forward in experiencing what's going on right now. You know, sure, the universe is here for us. But in order for us to access new vibration, we have to take a step forward in faith. We have to do our own personal leap of faith to get access to that. And unless we do, we're like a limited conduit of experience. We don't get what we can get from the cosmos, from the universe, from all of that. So doing conscious work with each of the chakras is a testament. It is a leap of faith. It's a movement that says, I am willing. I am willing to be that which I am more and more in each breath and in each moment. Then the universe goes, yes, yes, grasshopper, here. Here is all this. Here are these people, these substances, these energies to support you. So we are, we got 2 minutes here. So I know I typically over-prepare. Yay. So we have, open up, and we have the Ascended Master Katumi. We have a song for the Elohim Apollo and Lumina. And then we have songs for the Archangels Jophiel and Christine. The point of these three elements, the invocation to Katumi, Elohim Apollo and Lumina, Archangels Jophiel and Christine, there are elements that are from, they're called the seven rays. These are frequencies of color that oscillate from what's called the galactic center of the universe, wherever that is. However, actually, we are moving through at least the galactic plane on December 21st, 22nd of 2012 in the next couple months, actually next month. So this is where we are. We're actually coming into some of the source places where this guidance continues to come from. I don't know how it happens, but it's happening. And so in order for us to access, each chakra has one of these rays that supports it, each of the in-body chakras. Each of them has an ascended master who is one who has basically mastered humanity and living and has gone through successive lifetimes to hone their capacity to move out of this dimension if they choose. But their own compassion and energy and intention is to stay and be an etheric vehicle to help guide and support life on Earth. And so Kathumi is one who basically is assigned to the frequency of the ray that supports the crown chakra, and that being the yellow ray. Now, the color of the yellow does not align with what we traditionally look at it, but the traditional brow is an indigo, and when you pair indigo and yellow together, those colors are beautiful when they're put in relationship to one another. So Kathumi oversees that. He dispenses information through the archangels, Jophiel and Christine, and each of them are aligned to help bring into humanity that information. The actual bringing it in comes through the Elohim, which are considered, we'll call them, quote-unquote, lesser angels, and they're the ones who actually get it into the raw forms of life and get it into our beings. So we're going to go ahead and recognize Katumi's doing his work, and Jophiel and Christine are overseeing the process, but we're going to go ahead and activate and sing this song to the Elohim, Apollo, and Lumina as 8 o'clock just comes up. So we're going to sing this very quickly. And I will stay online here and answer any questions that may be up there for you guys. And I will also sing any songs that have not been sung so far. Sorry, I'm shuffling papers. I misplaced the Katumi. There's Apollo and Lumina. Okay. Apollo and Lumina, illuminate. Teach me the mind of the Christ. Open the doors to the heart of it all. Immerse me as one in the light. Apollo, Apollo, Lumina, Lumina, come now,
more time. Apollo and Lumina, illuminate. Teach me the mind of the Christ. Open the doors to the heart of it all. Immerse me as one in the light. Apollo, Apollo, Lumina, Lumina, come now to me.
And so it is. Each of these energies, they like to have a song for them. They like to have an invocation because it centers, it's about respect. It's about honoring and recognizing these hierarchies are here for our dining and dancing pleasure, if you will, for our opportunity to experience the greater expression of life on this planet. These are such magnificent times. So hopefully something that we've shared today and tonight is value to you so that you'll use any element of it. Using just one of these things, one of the concepts, one of the ideas, one of the songs, one of the chants, one of the mantras is enough to kick you into a higher vibration. Your own higher self will bring you all that you need. We just keep using these frequencies with consciousness. So I am delighted and blessed by the fact that you chose to be a part of this tonight, and I know the energy has served you in some way. So we'll be back again next month in December. I think it's the 13th. I don't know. I'll send you information on that. We'll be going back down to and looking at both the Earth Star and the Soul Star. So we're going to look at both of those and maybe do the heart chakra at the same time as we move into that frequency that's putting us in December 21st. So I invite you to let people know, because we got plenty of room on here with the openness of the calling process to bring others in. So if this has had value to you, pass it on to your friends, and we'll meet again either at 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. for the next one. So by tomorrow morning, you will have a link for the recording of this and the information again. So many, many blessings. Please stay on. If you have any questions, you can *6 and ask me questions. I'm going to stay on and do the things that I haven't done so that you have access to them in terms of the songs. Many, many blessings. Any questions? Okay.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. On the Hung Raja Pei, I know what it does. I was just wondering if you knew what Hung means and Pei. I think Raja's probably has to do with the Rajapani.
Okay, that's quite possible. You know what I suggest you do? I don't actually know. And here's why.
Okay.
I don't know. When I put words and use mantras and some things from other, I know what the idea is behind it.
Yeah.
And I trust that. And I allow the sounds to do their work.
Right.
And I allow those sounds without me knowing the actual meaning of what the words mean. Because sometimes when I get meaning, my mind starts to work with that and starts to either doubt or work with it, or that starts to infiltrate. When I don't know what the heck is going on with this and I'm able to just experience it, it has a more powerful effect upon me.
It is
so
powerful.
That's my sort of rationalization for not knowing what you're asking.
No problem.
Yeah, but you can probably do Hung Vajra Pei online, and you'll probably get a really good description of what each of those elements is, and then you can go ahead and email me back and tell me what you found.
Okay, sounds good. I wish I could have seen more of you when you were up here, but I don't drive much.
I'm going to be up in that area again in end of January. So I'll be
Yay.
Up here. Yeah, so I'll be up in that space. I'll be doing the Educators Retreat for the Northwest region up there.
Okay.
So it'll be the end of January.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome, Phyllis.
Blessings
to you.
Bye.
All right. Anything else? Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and finish up these songs. Okay, I'm going to the Katumi.
It looks like Kathumi, Sothumi, but it's actually Katumi. Should be K-A-U-T-O-O-M-I. That's how it sounds. These are interesting because the other ones were very melodic. This has got sort of a little driving beat. Katumi is kind of the overseer of a lot of the other energies, and so there's a certain potency and power about him. Katumi. Whoops. I have to figure out. Here he goes. Katumi. Katumi. Ascendant master of the yellow sacred ray. Guide me, close me on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. My life's purpose. Katumi. Katumi. Ascendant master of the yellow sacred ray. Guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Oh, 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 oh. It's got an intense energy about it. Tumi's quite a being, bringing in that particular ray for that crown chakra. Okay, we've done Apollo and Lumina. Japhiel and Christine is a sweet little tune. It goes, Japhiel, Christine. Japhiel, Christine. Sweet energy about those two, and they always come in pairs. These archangel energies are potent, but they're in balance, and that's what I really love about creating these songs for them. They have a frequency, and that's sweet. It's very sweet. They just like their names. Other ones like things said about them. The archangels go, just say my name, because that's where the frequency is. That's where the power. When we speak Japhiel, Christine, those frequencies bring it into the body in a very, very powerful way. Okay, all that's left, I believe, is this little song that I recently wrote for the crown chakra. It's called Open Me Up. So let me shuffle a couple papers, get access to it, and I will sing it to you, and we'll bring this to a beautiful close. Give me one moment. There it is. Open me up. The source and all the guides and angels. Open me up
to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am. I am. Open me up to Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in the holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am. I am. One more time. So open me up, Source and all the guides and angels. Open me up to drink the light that fills us all. Open me up, reveal the path of my true purpose. Open me up to unify me with the One. Between the heavens and the earth, within my heart space, I shall dwell here in this holy land of love. In the knowing and the grace, I shall find peace, and I will place the crown upon this breath of God. I am. I am. I am. I am.
And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Sweet blessings to you, and may this information, may these songs and chants, mantras, all of that serve your higher frequency and serve you to be that which you are in all your moments. See you in December. Blessings.
Thank you.